It was a charming and delightful day at Lord's, as Ford and Arthur tumbled haphazardly out of a space-time anomaly and hit the immaculate turf rather hard. The applause of the crowd was tremendous. It wasn't for them, but instinctively they bowed anyway, which was fortunate because the small red heavy ball which the crowd actually had been applauding whistled mere millimetres over Arthur's head. In the crowd, a man collapsed. They threw themselves back to the ground, which seemed to spin hideously around them. "What was that?" hissed Arthur. "Something red," hissed Ford back at him. "Where are we?" "Somewhere green." "Shapes," muttered Arthur. "I need shapes." The applause of the crowd had been rapidly succeeded by gasps of astonishment, and the awkward titters of hundreds of people who could not yet make up their minds about whether to believe what they had just seen or not.
"This your sofa?" said a voice.
"What was that?" whispered Ford. Arthur looked up. "Something blue," he said. "Shape," said Ford. Arthur looked again. "It is shaped," he hissed at Ford, with his brow savagely furrowed, "like a policeman." They remained crouched there for a few moments, frowning deeply. The blue thing, shaped like a policeman, tapped them both on the shoulders.
"Come on, you two," the shape said. "Let's be having you."
These words had an electrifying effect on Arthur. He leapt to his feet like an author hearing the phone ring and shot a series of startled glances at the panorama around him, which had suddenly settled down into something of quite terrifying ordinariness. "Where did you get this from?" he yelled at the policeman's shape.
"What did you say?" said the startled shape.
"This is Lord's cricket ground, isn't it?" snapped Arthur.
"Where did you find it? How did you get it here?"
"I think," he added, clasping his hand to his brow, "that I had better calm down." He squatted down abruptly in front of Ford. "It is a policeman," he said. "What do we do?" Ford shrugged. "What do you want to do?" he said.
"I want you," said Arthur, "to tell me that I've been dreaming for the last 5 years."
Ford shrugged again and obliged.
"You've been dreaming for the last 5 years," he said.
Arthur got to his feet.
"It's all right, officer," he said. "I've been dreaming for the last 5 years. Ask him," he added, pointing at Ford. "He was in it."
Having said this, he sauntered off towards the edge of the pitch, brushing down his dressing gown. He then noticed his dressing gown and stopped. He stared at it. He flung himself at the policeman.
"So where did I get these clothes from?" he howled.
He collapsed and lay twitching on the grass. Ford shook his head. "He's had a bad 2 million years, he said to the policeman, and together they heaved Arthur onto the sofa and carried him off the pitch, and were only briefly hampered by the sudden disappearance of the sofa on the way. Reactions to all this from the crowd were many and various. Most of them couldn't cope with watching it, and listened to it on the radio instead.
"Well, this is an interesting incident, Brian," said one radio commentator to another. "I don't think there have been any mysterious materializations on the pitch I don't think there have been any, have there, that I recall? Edgbaston, 1932? Now, what happened then? Well, Peter, I think it was Cantor facing Wilcox coming up to bowl from the pavilion end when a spectator suddenly ran straight across the pitch."
There was a pause whilst the first commentator considered this.
"Yes," he said. "Yes, there's nothing actually very mysterious about that, is there? He didn't actually materialise, did he? Just ran on." "No, that's true, but he did claim to have seen something materialise on the pitch." "Ah, did he?" "Yes, an alligator, I think, of some description." "Ah, and had anyone else noticed it?" "Apparently not, and no one was able to get a very detailed description from him, so only the most perfunctory search was made." "And what happened to the man?" "Well, I think someone offered to take him off and give him some lunch, but he explained that he'd already had a rather good one, so the matter was dropped, and Warwickshire went on to win by 3 wickets.
So, not very like this current instance. For those of you who've just tuned in, you may be interested to know that two rather scruffily attired men, and indeed a sofa, a Chesterfield, I think.
Yes, a Chesterfield, have just materialised here in the middle of Lord's cricket ground. But I don't think they meant any harm. They've been very good-natured about it. And, sorry, can I interrupt you a moment, Peter, and say that the sofa has just vanished? Oh, so it has. Well, that's one mystery less. Still, it's definitely one for the record books, I think, particularly occurring at this dramatic moment in play. England now needing only 24 runs to win the series. The men are leaving the pitch in the company of a police officer, and I think everyone's settling down now, and play is about to resume.